Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to your local radio station and another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here as we count down the days to, of course, the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale. Comes up. It starts this weekend on the 3rd and 4th with simulcast racing from live from Churchill Downs. Mother's Day races on May 11th and the Oren Murray Permit Challenge with wild horse races, mutton busting, and more May 16th. Horse racing, bucking horses, street dance on the 17th, and the world's biggest one-day match bronc ride on the 18th. Where can you find out more information? Well, you just go to buckinghorsesale.com or find yourself in Miles City, Montana.
And if you want to talk about ranching, you need to get a hold of Tri-State Livestock News. You can dive right into Tri-State Livestock News for real ranching insights. Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with their reports. With comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture, it's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News. Just go to tsln.com.
What are you sharing today, Kimberly?
I have a couple of short stories about kids that I think are quite amusing.
They're always fun.
Well, they're not actually about kids. They're about children. No That'll goats work. Involved. One summer evening during a violent thunderstorm, a mother was tucking her son into bed. She was about to turn off the light when he asked with a tremor in his voice, "Mommy, will you sleep with me tonight?" The mother smiled and gave him a reassuring hug. "I can't, dear," she said. "I have to sleep in Daddy's room." A long silence was broken at last by his shaky little voice. "That big sissy." Here's another one. It was that time during the Sunday morning service for the children's sermon. All the children were invited to come forward. One little girl was wearing a particularly pretty dress, and as she sat down, the pastor leaned over and said, "This is a very pretty dress. Is it your Easter dress?" The little girl replied directly into the pastor's clipped-on microphone, "Yes, and my mom says it is a horrible situation to try to iron it."
Oh.
I edited that a
you
little
did?
Bit.
Okay.
Yes, I did. Let's have another children's story. When I was 6 months pregnant with my third child, my three-year-old came into the room when I was just getting ready to get into the shower. She said, "Mommy, you are getting fat." I replied, "Yes, honey. Remember, Mommy has a baby growing in her tummy." "I know," she replied. What's growing on your butt?"
Oh, no. Ooh, that one's going to hurt.
Owie, owie, owie.
So, you know, the other day I was walking in the jungle.
You were?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, I was.
Well,
I was.
Pray tell.
Yes. And I saw a lizard on his hind legs, and he was telling jokes.
Really?
I turned to the local tribesman, and I said, "That lizard is really funny." And you know what the tribesman told me?
I have no clue.
"That's not a lizard. He's a stand-up chameleon." Sorry.
Oh, no kidding. You better apologize.
Well, here's something that was sent in to the Good Stuff program. This came in. S. Omar Barker had written this one.
That's right.
It's called The Code of Cow Country. Of course, Omar Barker is from the LH7 Ranch in Barker, Texas. So here's how it goes. "It don't take such a lot of laws to keep the rangeland straight, nor books to write them in, because there's only six or eight. The first one is the welcome sign written deep in Western hearts. My camp is yours, yours is mine, in all cow country parts. Treat with respect all womankind, same as you would your sister. Take care of neighbor strays you find, and don't call cowboys mister. Shut pasture gates when passing through, and taken all in all. Be just as rough as pleases, but never mean or small. Talk straight, shoot straight, and never break your word to man nor boss. Plum always kill a rattlesnake, don't ride a sore-backed hoss. It don't take law or pedigree to live the best you can. These few is all it takes to be a cowboy and a man." S. Omar Barker.
Well, that's very good. I don't always go the extra mile, but when I do, it's usually because I missed my exit.
You missed the exit and didn't ask for directions.
Oh, but wait, there's more. My goal for this year was to lose 10 pounds.
And you did.
I only have 14 to go.
Oh, yeah. That's that new math thing.
Yeah, that is.
If you have something to share on the Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We sure appreciate hearing from the listeners out there around the area. That's the Good Stuff.